Homelessness workers fight for better pay and conditions across sector. Jack Jeffrey. Unite Housing Workers Branch. Homelessness workers from different organizations across the sector have come together to set a joint pay claim and fight for better terms and conditions across all workplaces. By working together, we can fight back against the race to bottom caused by competitive tendering of services for vulnerable people. Over the last 10 years, homelessness workers have seen a huge decline in their wages in real terms, as well as increasingly stressful working conditions. Those on the NJC scale have lost a quarter of the value of their pay versus the cost of living. A number of organizations, HESTA, Look Ahead, SHPETC, have broken away from the scale and pay significantly less. Many of these boast about paying the London Living Wage, a wage on which it is impossible to pay for childcare or buy a house that leaves members trapped in insecure private rented accommodation. Despite being forced to work throughout the pandemic, often at risk to our health, this shows little sign of changing. This sad state of affairs has been largely driven by homeless charities competitively tendering against each other in a toxic race to the bottom. In an effort to expand and win more contracts, these organizations have transformed from small client-focused organizations into corporate behemoths focused mainly on growth and income. Ask any manager why our wages are so low, or why our hostels are in a state of disrepair, and they will say that they have no choice, as if they spent more, they would be at risk of losing their contract to another organization, which is willing to undercut them. We should always take these claims of low income with a pinch of salt. Look Ahead is infamous for paying low wages, yet has £85 million in reserves, and last year had a surplus of almost £2 million. As homelessness workers, we have had enough. Reps from Unite and Unison have begun to discuss setting a joint pay claim and sector standards document for 2022-23, covering maternity, paternity, and sickness pay, etc. If we can establish a joint pay scale and set of conditions across the homeless sector, our employers can no longer use competition as an excuse. We can start to turn the tide and force conditions up. Come to our public meeting on the 16th of September, 6 to 7pm via Zoom, to join the fight back and plan our campaign for decent pay and conditions across the sector. 6pm September 16th, meeting ID 824 2655 4829, passcode 695162.